Big Grande fans, listen up.
Your favorite improv group is back for season two of Big Grande's Teacher's Lounge.
Join Big Grande for more behind-the-scenes look at the goings-on at Hamilton High School.
Don't miss the second season of the show fans called one of the funniest miniseries released yet.
The second season features all-star guests including Seth Meyers, Lauren Lapkus, PFT, that's Paul F. Tompkins, one of our guests, and more.
Find out more and hear an episode for free at stitcherpremium.com/teacher. I'm Emily Foster.
And I'm Deanna Chang.
And we're too damn young to be this damn confused.
I thought MCM was a new party drug.
I thought taking an L was a sex position.
Isn't Salt Bay a town on Long Island?
We don't know.
But we do care.
So we're talking to youths to hip us up to what's happening.
We are doing this for us.
But we're also doing this for you.
Because let's face it,
you want to be less old too. O-M-F-G. Well, hello.
Emily.
Deanna.
I'm like super excited for today.
Me too. We have a lovely comedian coming in, Jonathan Rowell.
Oh, good. Good, good, good. And he, if I'm correct, he is a younger man.
He is.
Who likes an older man.
Oof. Mm. Oof. I mean, nothing wrong with that.
No. I've read that could be called he may be a sugar baby.
That's great. You know, I mean, I've always liked that candy.
Right. It's either, and then I think there's something called so sugar baby obviously is going to have a sugar daddy, like no duh.
Great.
You know
what we all want.
What we all want, and it seemed to have eluded us.
Yeah.
But there's also I was just digging around and I saw there's, and we'll have to ask him. Obviously, he's the expert. But something called a Splenda daddy.
Ooh.
And like a Splenda daddy apparently. And again, we'll get.
Can I guess?
Yes, please.
It feels like you're on a budget.
Yeah, girl, you are.
Like you get allowance.
Yes. Well, I don't know about that. I like that. That's possible. I believe a Splenda daddy doesn't bankroll you like a sugar daddy will, because they're lighter. They're happy to pay for. I imagine they're happy to pay for a dinner, but they're not
going to wine and dine you. But they're not like
buying you
the car.
Bills. Okay. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I mean, we'll see.
Sure.
But I'm curious to see, are there specific sites that cater, you know, like, is he,
yep.
Like, dating? Like, I've seen some things, but I'm curious if it's, is there a Tinder for that or?
Right, like a cougar.com.
Right.
Right.
And I wonder how that ages, you know, like, what's the game? Are you trying to, like, lock it down or are you?
Exactly.
Are you and just then, having fun?
And then, like, you know, if I were to marry someone much older, I would be worried about. Later in life,
oh, and
is
I've
that
seen
a concern?
That. I've seen that, yeah. How that looks,
mm-hmm.
And it's tough. It's like I've seen a much older man, like let's say 80s, with like a woman in her 60s,
mm-hmm.
And it's something, you know?
That's actually the tale of my in-laws.
Oh, okay, really?
Yeah.
How's it looking?
Looks tough.
Okay.
Yeah. Looks tough.
Have you ever, oldest guy you ever dated? Oldest, maybe spread.
You know what? I never really went old.
Mm.
Like, I probably made out with an older guy.
Probably.
Like 15 years older, but okay. Never dated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one, when we met in New York, mm-hmm. When I was in weird ass dating mode, my shit was rangy. Mm. I was like, mid-30s and dating from like 21 to like 55. And this one, I mean, there was only one or maybe two older, but the one guy that like my sister set me up with, a straight up millionaire. And I was like, yeah, I guess it. That's, you know.
Why not?
Why not?
Yeah.
But the date was like a major bust. He was mansplaining everything to me and I was like, okay, like, you know what I
mean?
Well,
Deanna, he did make his millions.
And I understand
he knows
that.
A thing or two.
I mean, respect, but you know, there was no, that was it. And I don't think that's like, he probably was like, no, that's, you're wrong. And I was like, you're wrong. See you later. You know?
You're like, yeah. But can you break me off something?
Yeah, well, you can give us a little something.
An exit
troubles.
Gift.
Yeah, for my troubles of schlepping into New York City. Okay.
Well, let's bring that tush in here.
Yeah, let's find things out. Oh!
What?
There's also something I want to talk to him about. Hot off the press. The Echo.
Yes.
You know, like
the club?
No, now I'm saying Echo. Alexa, you know, I have, you know, hey, Alexa, tell me what time it is.
Oh, okay, yeah.
There is now one that takes selfies of you.
It's like the little machine takes pictures of you?
Yeah, it's a longer, it's it's upsetting, and it's called Echo Look. Mm-mm. It's like the Alexa that takes pictures of you. So
I've seen that advertised.
I want to at least talk to him about that and maybe play a commercial.
Okay, great. Okay. OMFG! Hi, Jonathan.
Hi. How are you? Thank you for having me.
We're going to be throwing a lot of stuff at you today that you're going to have no ideas coming at you.
I'm ready.
Great.
I'm ready.
Well, thank you for being here, first of all.
Thanks for having me. I love when you said that you had a range.
Oh, you weren't here for that.
Okay. Well, you know what I mean? Like, that's very me. Like, that's why I feel like I am.
You're rangy.
That was exactly my range. Mine was a little bit higher, but in age, but it was pretty much, we had the same range.
Okay. Like a spread, a nice spread.
So yes.
So what's the oldest?
58.
Oh, that's,
and you
that's
were
top in the charts.
And I, charts. And I, 58 and 24.
So this was this year.
Yeah.
You're 24, right?
Well, I'm going to be 25. So.
Okay. So at some point in the last 12 months,
yes,
you dated a 58-year-old.
Yes, I did.
How's his heart?
His heart is good. He's a grown. He works at a news place and okay. Not on camera. That'd be weird. But
is it Dan Rather?
Yes.
Okay.
It's Fritz Coleman, the weatherman. And
Fritz Coleman.
Okay. So here's what's interesting. Mm-hmm. First of all, I want to talk about your range.
Okay.
Secondly, I want to find out about this newsman who was 58.
Okay.
Who worked in the news world.
He is still alive, so we can use present tense.
God bless him.
Not for long, though, okay?
His days are numbered.
His clock is ticking.
Now, how do you meet how did you meet this gentleman?
A Grindr at Pride, which this past Pride, which was the latest Pride, was just 2016. That was a big Pride because it was the same day that Orlando happened.
Oh, right.
So it was like somber. I took the bus there from, at the time I was living in East Hollywood, I took the bus along Melrose and then got off on Melrose and walked to Santa Monica, the parade route. And it was literally the whole bus was gay men and the bus driver was gay. It was like, I mean, you
That's
could tell
awesome.
He was gay. He had like very manicured like eyebrows and it was good, but everyone was so sad. And, but then once, I felt like once the parade started, everything was great, and I ran into like my ex and the guy that he cheated on me with at Pride, and it was like terrible, but no, not at all.
Oh, okay,
but I was very civil and whatever.
Kept
and then I went upstairs and met the 58-year-old, and then we just had and then it just took off from there.
So, are like, you scoping them out, or are they approaching you? What would your
I am.
What are you? Are you an otter? Is that what we would put you in that category?
I am honored that you think I'm thin enough to be an otter.
Oh my God, aren't you?
I hope so.
Thin I feel like I'm looking enough. At a thin man.
Yeah. He's now open. Yeah.
I'm an otter.
You're an otter.
Yeah.
Also, I mean,
I'm also human. I just want to say that. Yeah. Jury's still out.
Part robot. No, but I also want to point out that like you don't necessarily look 24. I feel like your look is rangy. Like
yes.
you could pass for older.
Well, when I met him, I was shaved. And when I am shaved, I do
look
17.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's
okay.
The beard is where
yes.
we're.
So he likes a younger man.
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
He told me something that I've heard many times from older guys is he had that kind of like, it's kind of a classic thing of he came out late because he's an older right. generation. So he just, you didn't come out when you were like 16 on YouTube.
Right.
And he came out like in his 30s.
Yeah.
And I feel like he never had the like fun 20s time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He never had his looking type
right.
like phase, I guess. And so he always attracted to younger people.
You know, I mean, like nights at the Abbey, just making out.
Yeah. I feel like he was already working like a dog by the time he came out and probably didn't
right
you know go out
it's like
much.
Grace and Frankie when they came to
yeah.
see that show like the
that's that is so scary to me. Like, to they came out so late to me. I would just be like, wow, all that lost time. I mean, I understand it's a totally different world, but that freaks me out.
Yeah.
You know?
But they did have each other, which is lovely.
That's true. For 20 years behind their wives.
Yeah, I know. Those poor women.
Oh, I love that show so much.
Me too.
Yeah.
But you have to, you know, yeah, it's a blessing that at this moment, somebody who's 24 going on 25, it's inconceivable that someone gay would be
in the closet.
In
for
the
that
closet.
Long.
In your group, in your age group, in your age range. This feels like old timey to you, right?
Well, I think maybe here in LA and New York, we think that, but I feel like there's still people in the closet. I mean, I still see on Grindr and Scruff and like blank gray profiles that just say DL. And I mean, just tons of them. And so you know that. And they're young guys who are just on the down low.
So they're not ready to, like, really show their face yet.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sad.
I feel like it's still hard to come out at any point. I mean, definitely it was harder before, but it's still hard. It's always hard.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah. But, yeah, so.
So when you meet a 58-year-old,
mm-hmm.
what are you thinking, like, this is going to be – what do you want from him?
His AARP subscription. I'm just kidding. No. I don't know. I think I definitely don't want him to think. I love that you guys mentioned. I know I wasn't supposed to be here, but I love that you guys mentioned Sugar Baby.
Okay.
And it's the caramel candies that get stuck in your teeth, right?
Yeah, they're so good.
Okay, yes. That is a nightmare. I would never want anyone to
think you're a sugar baby.
No, even though I am. In poverty, like I am very poor, but I don't. I feel like the most.
You're not a gold digger. Like I get that.
No,
but he did take care of you a little bit.
He has paid for some drinks.
Oh but wow! That's just par for the course.
Yeah, right? I mean, he does have a roommate, so it's not like he's rolling in it.
Okay,
58-year-old with a roommate.
He chooses. I know.
What
he
are we
chooses
talking
to,
about
but
here?
It's a nice West Hollywood apartment. Like they both have wings.
Look, he could have gone through like a crazy, messy divorce, has a big alimony. We don't know.
He
we don't know his story.
Okay. He didn't.
He didn't. No, he just didn't.
Todd,
I think.
Get a smaller place and have it all as your own.
Yeah, I agree. But it's a nice place, and that's fine.
So all you've got off of him is some D and some drinks.
And some Coke and some drinks.
Oh, some Coke?
Some Coca-Cola.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Those are the drinks he bought me.
I see. Yes. I see. And, that's it, huh? So we haven't gotten anything. No dinners?
No, we do have dinner. I think the most impressive thing you could do as the sugar baby is to like
pay.
But without making it a big deal.
So that's your sugar baby game. It's like, I'm gonna throw this card down once.
Yes.
Okay.
And I think that
dollar menu, McDonald's. Drive through.
Taco truck. Yeah. And I think that they think that that's probably cute. Like, oh, he's trying to play adult or something like that. But I do think that that works because it makes them feel like they're not being used.
And how long did we date him?
About 6 months.
Oh,
that's a long time.
Yeah, for like a non-relationship. You know what I mean?
Why didn't we lock into a relationship?
He works too much. I work too much. I mean, it was just one of those things and I don't know. The trouble with, I feel like, I think I was that old, excuse me, that old age thing kind of freaked me out. I mean, 58, I mean.
I don't do math, so I use my calculator. 34-year
difference between you guys. That's a human. Yeah.
It's in a grown adult.
Yeah, and my parents have a difference, but it's a 14-year difference. That's not 34 years. That's a very different.
It's simply not.
That's
it's not even double.
No. It's more than double. It just freaks me out. I mean,
so he was 34 when you were born?
Yeah.
Is that what we're saying? That's mind blowing.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's really
He was just coming out when you were born.
Yeah. He had only been out for like 3 years or something. Like, whoa. That's crazy.
It is crazy.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
okay.
What draws you, if we're not trying to get money, what is the draw?
I don't know. I think I've always been attracted to older men. I used to – I remember like stashing like pictures of like naked older men on my parents' computer.
Goodness. Okay.
And then like deleting them but then not emptying
the trash
like
Oops.
An idiot because I feel like I've always been just like technologically, like I don't know how to do like anything.
Sure. Yeah.
And so, of course, my parents opened up the trash and it's just like, and it must be just so frightening because it's not just like young, hot dudes. Yeah. It's like guys in their like 40s and 50s and you're just like,
oh my God.
My son is 13. Like, oh my God.
But and I would. Yeah. I was just, did they assume it was you? Did they come to you and like ask?
For sure it was me. Yeah, because I have three sisters and they were all like out of the house by that point. Like,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
Your mom might have thought it was your dad.
That's what I was thinking.
That is a good guess, but no.
No, they knew.
No. Yeah.
They knew what you were up to.
Yeah.
What I mean, Jonathan Rowell was up to.
Yeah. I feel, my dad's had like four wives, so I feel like
that
after that, it's like, yeah. you're not gay. If you keep going.
I don't know. That could also be a sign.
Really? You know? Like they keep.
Well, Jenner.
Yeah.
Caitlyn.
She had
four. Three or four. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I think just when you're unhappy.
Yeah.
You know, you tend to cycle through things, trying new things.
Yeah, yeah.
Speaking of which, I did want to show you something, Emily.
Not you, Jonathan. Okay. Shut your eyes. Shut your beautiful eyes.
I want it. I'm just kidding. Happy you're here for this, Jonathan, but. This isn't for you.
Okay.
So we've talked a lot about the Kylie lip kits.
Yes.
Correct?
By the way, she has the tiniest person. Ooh. Just pulled out the biggest makeup brush I've ever seen.
Well,
out
I was
of this
doing
tiny
my makeup on the way here. So time crunch. So I had recently bought a lip gloss at MAC, mm-hmm. and then I got a bunch of emails, and they had like a going out of business section, like mm-hmm. they're gonna sell a bunch of shit, and I bought me the Caitlyn Jenner lip MAC gloss.
I didn't gloss. Even know Caitlyn had a line.
I
well,
didn't either.
It's on major sale. It was like totally chopped in half.
They were like, nobody wants.
They're
Caitlyn
like,
Jenner's
you know,
stuff. Why?
At some point, like when she first, they this probably came out like. This year with her Republican nonsense, people aren't feeling it. Like, it's just the support. I don't think the support is there mm-hmm. in terms of how she do. I'm fine. Look, we all have to be able to allow – we have to be able to allow for a Republican transgender person, even though it seems like an oxymoron. Because yeah. without – like, maybe there's a world in which Caitlyn can affect a little – ounce of change more than someone who was not – it's possible that yeah. she can infiltrate her people and be able to speak to Republicans. It's possible. I'm
it
not saying it's going to happen.
It kind of pushed like everyone's tolerance and like progressiveness to the next level to be like, oh, okay, I'm coming out as this, but also I'm Republican. And everyone's like, what? Like we have to deal with that at the
Absolutely.
Same time.
Absolutely. And if we want to be tolerant, I know it feels so uncomfortable because it's not logical. It's like, yeah. hey, how are you going to be supporting this group when they're not supporting you or any of the people that mm-hmm. right. you're – but if we are going to be tolerant, we have to figure out a way – to really be tolerant and yeah. to try to see where someone is coming from, even if it's uncomfortable. I don't know. I just think you can't move. My whole thing is like you can't move if everyone's in a gridlock. So maybe someone like Caitlyn can get her message through
yeah.
in a way that another transgender person who's super liberal couldn't. So I don't know. Just a thought.
Yeah. I think it just kind of the practicality of it was kind of irking people. Like, but everyone, every group has that. Like, my sister voted for Trump, but mm-hmm. our mom is from Mexico. I just feel like, right. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, right. this is weird. But I think every group has that where you feel like they're voting against themselves. You know what
right.
I mean? So.
It's not ideal.
No. No.
No. No.
But gridlock is not ideal either.
No.
That much I do know. Mm. So. Should we take a break?
Oh, let's take a quick one.
And then we have to get to know Jonathan. We haven't asked him our little five questions.
Oh, that's true. And I still want to find out the troubles of dating an older man in a technological age.
That's right.
Yeah.
And we have to find out about that echo look.
Let's
we have a
it.
Lot to do. OMFG!
Yo, Deanna.
Yes, Emily.
Did you know that women change bra sizes an average of 6 times in their lives?
That sounds about right.
Well, that's why finding the perfect fitting bra can make all the difference.
Thankfully, Third Love bras were developed using thousands of women's real measurements, and they range from sizes AA to
Me.
G. Me. Including signature half cup sizes.
So no matter what your body shape, you are sure to find a fit that's right for you.
And with Third Love's Fit Finder, which both Emily and I have used, it only takes 30 seconds to determine the best size and style for your body.
So what are you waiting for? Say goodbye to slipping straps, side overflow, and all the rest, and try Third Love today.
Third Love stands behind their products so much that they are willing to let our listeners try a bra from their 24/7 collection for free. You just pay the $2.99 for shipping.
You can even take the tags off, wear it, wash it, and really live in it for 30 days just to make sure it's your new favorite bra.
Then, if you love it, you keep it, and they charge your card.
But if you don't love it, you can send it back for free, and your card will not be charged.
Here's the really, really important part, guys. You're going to go to thirdlove.com/OMFG to get started today.
Okay, so that's thirdlove.com/OMFG.
And this is a true story. I currently have 4 Third Love bras in my life. I am tossing all of my other ones out. They're shit. I am investing in this product because it holds up my swingers.
God bless. I'm so glad you have found them. Me too.
OMFG!
Attention fans of John Gabris, which you guys should be because he was one of our guests, episode 91, John Gabris of TV Land's Younger, if you have to go and take a look again.
His premium podcast, The Layman, is back for its second season on Stitcher Premium.
Here's the thing. John loves science, but also finds it pretty hard to grasp. Same.
Yeah. In The Layman, he goes to the experts, doctors exploring the frontiers of the mind, outer space, and beyond, and asks them to break it down in terms we can all understand.
Emily, I need this. Do you?
I do, but I don't know that my mind is even ready.
To receive.
Yes.
We can basically only learn the stuff that we learn here. We can't go into
That's
science.
Okay, however, cool. I will be listening for my love of John Gabris.
There you go. Hear John Gabris chat with, oh my God, molecular scientists.
Nope.
Stem cell researchers.
Ew.
We need this. And many more in 5 whole new episodes of The Layman.
To learn more about The Layman and hear episode 1, go to stitcherpremium.com/layman.
This is a brilliant idea.
OMFG!
Let's do 5 questions.
Great.
Okay. Favorite TV show of late?
Veep.
Ooh.
So good.
So good.
Shout out to June Diane Raphael and Paul Scheer, who are in Veep this season.
Oh, yeah. I just saw her. She was just on. She was the painter.
Mm-hmm.
So that was hilarious.
I screamed when I didn't know she was the one who's going to be cheating on. Oh, anyway.
Spoilers. Virtual reality. Yes or no?
No.
Oh.
Strong stance
okay,
there.
Strong. Will not
like
do that.
Eyeballs of death. He was like, no.
No.
How dare you ask me such a foul question?
I actually didn't. I barely understood the question, but no.
What if there was virtual reality where you could put the goggles on? You're going into a new world when you put those VR glasses on, and it's just a sea of sugar daddies, and you get to bop from one to another.
How big are their dicks?
I'm just kidding. They're literally like uncomfortably
They're
big.
They're like 3D around your face. Just like smacking
it. Slapped.
No. Even though that is enticing, no, I don't like that whole like, let's go into another place. It makes me question this place and I don't like it. No.
Makes sense.
Sure. Fair enough. Celeb you think you'd be best friends with, but in reality, they would be scared of you because you're so into them. It's like weird.
Oh, Sarah Silverman, she was like my first stand-up that was not introduced to me through like my parents or my sisters. It was like the stand-up that I found on my own and I wasn't allowed to watch.
Yeah.
And I had to like sneak and watch her, Jesus is Magic. Like that is a person who I feel like would probably be like, let's not hang out as much. You know what I mean?
I need space from you.
Yeah.
Deanna, who's your person?
Oh, I really don't. I mean,
Really? No one that you're like, oh, we would be such good friends.
Who would I? Well, yeah. You know what? You give yours. Let me think for a second.
I feel like for me, it might be Jenny Slate. And I feel like she'd be like, get out of my face.
Why aren't you guys friends? That's weird.
I don't know. But I read a recent interview and she like lives right near me. And I'm like,
No, it's weird that you're not friends, actually. Yeah. Like, you guys would be – I'm actually starting to get jealous of her and your friendship because you guys are so close. Like, that's actually where I'm at right now. I'm like, Jenny.
But she's, like, too, like, poetic for me a little bit.
No, you know, guys
she'd
would be
like,
great.
Too poetic? So uncultured, Emily. That's what she would say to me. And but read then a you book,
would,
bitch.
But that's then you guys would, like, laugh about it, and then you would go and read that book. Oh, you know,
I feel like she would be really accepting of whoever, and she would just, as long as you're, like, entertaining and fun, it doesn't matter. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I hope so.
Or maybe that was just her character on Girls, like, near the end, yeah. that I want to believe that she is like. But
totally.
Gosh, I'm coming up with nothing, but dang, I don't know.
Vanna White.
Oh, God. By the way, Vanna White, I remember reading a book where it was like a Hollywood tell-all, and she had quite a few lesbian encounters.
Oh.
Really?
Just know that.
That's with, how she stays with anyone so else of gorgeous.
Note? I mean, actually, I think I got this book at the 99-cent store, so it might be all lies. I'm going to say Amy Schumer, even though I don't even believe that, but just to keep it moving.
Okay, great. Okay, love great, the answer. Cool, great. this is a stupid one. I'm sorry. Soap or body wash?
Soap.
Oh, like a bar?
Like a bar.
And it's like covered in your chest hair?
Yeah.
And your otter hair.
Covered in my chest hair and whoever my daddy's hair is. I'm just kidding. Wow. You know, I never say my daddy. That's so gross.
But it's fun for right now. Oh, it's fun for right now.
Once I tried to say daddy when I was a kid to my actual dad, like when I was like 4, and he was like, don't say that. And I was like, okay, I won't. Yeah.
He didn't even want to be daddy.
He didn't
no.
Be daddy, your own daddy. Yeah. I call to date my parents, mommy and daddy. Which my sister is like checked me on. We still, all three of us do when we're referring to our parents. But like, they were like, you were the oldest. At some point, you should have known that we transition out of mommy and daddy. Yeah. And I remember June and I were like in LA and we were somewhere with people. And yeah. I was like, well, is daddy coming? And mom, like mommy, and people were like, it's so weird. What doesn't occur to me is weird. But
I've heard plenty of friends say mommy.
Yeah.
And.
Yeah, no, I can't do it.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
It's all I can do.
I don't even think, like, my mom would be horrified if I called her mommy.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, oh for gosh. Sure.
Yeah.
My mom tried to get us to call her Marmy for a while. From, like, Little Women.
My God.
She was like, she really pushed it. And we did it a little bit, but then we were like,
that is. My God. Hilarious, and if you kept, I wish Marmy. That was just kept up.
Really?
Yes.
I think she would have liked that.
Dearest Marmy.
Because everyone would, as soon as I heard that, I would be like, so many questions are running through my head, and I don't know where to start.
Most of them is just why.
Yeah.
Why?
Also, where's the parchment? How many letters do you guys write each other?
Quill pen or
yeah.
ink?
Where's Joe buried? Like, I don't know.
So many questions. Oh. What is your favorite app for finding sugar daddy love?
Actually, Grindr, even though I feel like most people would be like Scruff or something. I feel like Grindr's just faster. People, you know.
So are you setting – what are your settings on there for age?
They're going to say something. For age?
Like, do you –
I don't know if Grindr has settings. I think that's Scruff. Maybe if it does, I didn't fill them in, and it's just kind of non-applicable.
So how are we finding what we're looking for on Grindr?
If I see guys who are like in their 30s or above, then I don't block them. Because I will – what good thing to do is you block – and it's not a bad thing, but it means you just block anyone you're not interested so that it – other people can move up in your feed because it's GPS done. Right. So if you don't do that, you have to keep scrolling and scrolling and like it's just a non-ending wall of guys. So you need to, you know.
And are we meeting these guys like today it's Saturday afternoon and you're feeling frisky and we go on the app and then we meet someone?
It depends on the guy and what they want. Like I do actually find that older guys do want to meet for a drink or for lunch or coffee first. And like younger guys, I mean, this is not always true. It's not a rule. Tend to want to, you know, just kind of get to it.
Well, that's a nice appealing reason to like to go out with an older guy, like a little bit more romance.
Yeah.
A little more properness.
Yeah. And are they like, how are they on the app? Are they like writing long messages and signing them sincerely?
Oh, God, I hope not. No, sometimes, no, I feel like they don't, the older guys on the app don't write long messages because they don't know how to use the typing as much. It's just kind of like, it's immediately like, here's my number. And then they want to call you, which is awful. And I'm just like, let's just meet.
Let's just meet.
I don't want to.
On this phone call, they're like, well, hello, Jonathan. How are you today?
Very much like that. And then also discussing stuff we already went over. Like, okay, just like a lot of double checking. Locales and stuff.
Fact checking.
Fact checking.
Okay.
But kind of like
fake news.
We're going to meet at this cafe. And we're like, yeah.
Yeah, we already got that. Yeah. They're needing to like.
And then a lot of yas, funny. Like awkward, like, yep, cool. Well, we'll see you. It's like. We have to meet first before we have an extended phone call.
Before we're having fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, on
and
the phone.
Are you texting them like GIFs or GIFs?
Bitmoji.
And they're like, what?
What is this? Yeah. No. It's usually just like pics.
Pics, dick pics.
I mean,
no,
perhaps.
you don't seem like a dick pic kind of a guy.
Really?
That smile.
I feel like.
He is sending them out left and right.
Yeah, constantly. What my friend actually the other night was like, no one's ever sent me a dick pic. No man's ever sent me a dick pic. And I was like.
You're like, what century are you living in?
Yeah. And I know that maybe that's a good thing. But I was like, I feel like I should send you one. Like, if you give me the okay. Yeah, just so you can have
one. Just have one.
Yeah,
just to like you know what have I mean? And save and favorite and just hold on to.
Now, does it take you a long time to take the pic? Like to get the angle and the lighting right? Or you're just like hand down the pants, click, send?
I mean, it doesn't take a long time. I feel like it just, you know.
What's up?
You know how
to get your angle. Speaking of which, I would like to play a little something, if you guys don't mind. This is, speaking of angles and pictures.
Maybe you should use this product we're about to shill.
Yeah,
to
like
shill.
I feel like we might want to.
What are you playing
I'm
for
gonna
us?
Play. So I'm going to play this commercial for the Echo Look because I just want us to drink it in and just talk about it because it's hot off the press.
Introducing Echo Look, a first-of-its-kind Echo with a hands-free camera. Echo Look takes photos using just your voice. Its built-in lighting and depth-sensing camera lets you blur the backgrounds to make sure your outfits pop, giving you clean, full-length photos that are easy to share with friends. Plus, get a live view or take videos to see yourself from every angle.
Alexa, take a video.
We've also created an easy way to get a second opinion. Introducing Style Check. It combines the best in machine learning with advice from fashion specialists. Just pick two outfits and Style Check will give you a recommendation based on current trends and what flatters you. Alexa can also help you create a personal lookbook. It shows you what you wore and when, so you can keep track of your favorites and take your closet with you, wherever you go.
All right, that's enough of that.
Okay. Thoughts? Alicia Silverstone already had that in Clueless. Remember when in her room, she had like the original like Echo 95 or whatever. Literally, I think it was in 95. But I kind of like it. I think
you're
that's
in.
Good. Yeah, I do.
Really?
I Go always on. Saw that movie and I was like, God, I wish that was a real thing that not just this character has.
Emily, your thoughts on the new product that's coming out called the Echo Look.
Well, first thought about that video was the VO person sounded like she had a cold, and I really don't know why they proceeded with that. Second, just think for yourself.
Okay.
Just pick your fucking outfit.
Yeah.
Why do you need to send off two pictures to a style expert?
Because I think we've all – I feel like maybe I'm just speaking for everyone, but
please.
We've all had that thing where like – we look in whatever mirror we look at home and we're just like, this looks hot.
Yeah.
And then you get out and you see yourself in like another mirror and you're like, what the, why am I still alive? Like, why am I living? Like, I should just end this because I don't know what I'm doing with any of this. And I don't know. I feel like it is kind of just for all our biggest insecurities so we can go out with the
Right,
the
but
best.
That's what I mean. Like, maybe it's not best to play into those insecurities.
Yeah.
Like, and I think that's what this does. Like, just live. Just live.
Just bring back ponchos.
Yes.
We can just go out in ponchos.
Thank God. Baja sweatshirts or whatever. Like, a bolo tie. Let's just do it and be done.
Yeah, I feel like if I had this Echo Look, she'd be like, bitch, get new clothes. You know what I mean? Like, you need new clothes. Like, I can't work with it. I can't even give you an opinion. I don't have enough to warrant this product. No. Do you know what I mean? Like,
definitely not. Me either.
I mean, I feel like this is a product for stylists and, like, bloggers.
It's for bloggers.
But, like, for others? Sure. But I guess it's for Jonathan as well.
I mean, I won't get this, but okay. I would love to think of myself in a world in which I could get this.
Okay.
So I...
It's aspirational for you.
I mean, I won't spend money on it, right. But yeah.
But also, like, I feel like you can throw on a button down, like a flannel, which you're wearing today, and you look fantastic. So who cares?
Yeah.
Who cares?
Well, that's very nice. But no, it's like, I don't know. It doesn't matter. My whole wardrobe's from Target, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
God bless.
We need to make a commercial about, like, a super shady Echo look. Like, just drags people
yes.
when they show the outfits. Yeah.
That'll be the next SNL commercial.
Yeah.
No, but what I am worried about actually about it is it's voice controlled. So if you leave it set up in any room, I feel like we're going to see some real gnarly mistakes happen where there's someone – the voice messes up and you see them having sex or you see someone like – I don't know, eating like Chinese food naked or something like disgusting. You send that to a style expert and they're just like, no, you know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's something terrible is going to come of this.
Our phones without that. It happened, mm-hmm. you know, so.
Yeah. Have you ever sent anything that you regretted immediately?
Only super passive aggressive work emails. And that's it. When I didn't work at a restaurant, I worked at a hospital for a little bit.
And you pressed send and you were like,
I was just like stupid and just sent these emails that were like, I thought were biting. And now I'm just like, I wish I could go back and unsend those. Those are real dumb.
Unsend. Yeah. It's a good one.
Okay. We have a little game for you. It's fun.
Okay.
It's called Swipe Left or Right.
Okay.
And this is going to be like, are these deal breakers? Okay. So if you're about to swipe and swiping right is good.
Right.
Swiping left is bad. So so if somebody goes for sex on the first date, are we swiping left or right on that?
Right.
Oh.
We're in. Okay.
I want to see if it's going to work or not. Let's just get that
Let's
out of the way.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
They like sign off on their texts with their name, like, so excited to meet you, dash Mark.
is it earnest or ironic?
Earnest.
Left.
Such a cold left. With just a signature, it really does throw you people off.
Well, I feel like that's an old-timey thing to do. Like, my mom does that all the time. She will also leave me a voicemail and be like, hi, Emily, it's your mother. And I'm like, this is just for me. Like, I can see you called. You don't have to introduce yourself on my voicemail.
Yeah.
We had in college, my roommate and I died because my mom would leave this message. Hello, Deanna. It's mommy. Okay.
That's it.
That's actually great. That's probably the best message you could ever get from your mom.
I'm just saddened that she didn't say Marmy.
Yeah. It's mommy.
I mean, if she really wanted to push for it, she had to work a little harder.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, never likes any of your Instagram pics. Are we left or right on that?
Right. I don't know why that's alluring.
You like that. You like the chase.
They're not needy.
Yeah. Thirst is low.
So if they like too many of your Insta pics.
That's awkward.
Okay. And how many is too many?
Great question, Emily.
More than three in a row.
More than three in a row. But if it's spread out?
That's fine.
Oh. Yeah, and what's the spread? Like a few hours? A couple days?
A couple days. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I mean, these aren't rural. It always depends on how cute or how much. You know what I mean? It all depends
on
that.
So if this is a super cute hottie that you're super excited about and he likes three in a row, you're
I can be
still
very
in.
Flexible for a, yeah.
Okay.
Flexible.
Noted. Okay. They take a pic of their food and they post it during your date.
Oh, terrible. That's terrible. I mean, restaurants that I've worked at, like, and the current one that I work at now, people are always doing that, and they spend so much time taking pictures of their food. And I'm just like, eat your food. I mean, I don't know.
It's, yeah, at some point.
It's very not in the moment.
Mm. I feel like that's very of your generation.
It is. It totally is.
It's like all the meal is the phone, where mm-hmm. you guys aren't really talking. Do you see that a lot?
Yeah, and I just find it odd. There was a birthday party and it was a 17 top, and they were all
on their phones.
And I don't know what they were. I don't know if they were watching the Dow or I don't know what they were doing. But
definitely weren't doing that.
And I just didn't understand it. Yeah. And they took a picture of their food, and I threw out most of their stuff, and I got to keep a lot of their desserts because they didn't eat most of it. I don't know. I don't get it. And it was a birthday party.
But then it's like the worst because when the cake comes out or whatever, they're all like, oh my God, we're best friends.
Yeah.
For it's the like, pick.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, so sad.
Nauseating.
Yeah.
If someone's a little too comfortable farting in front of you.
Oh, yeah, left. I've never liked that with like past boyfriends. Like,
it's a tough one.
We need a buffer period.
Yeah.
I want the honeymoon period. I want the like, this is sexy, sleek period, you know?
Yeah.
Well.
We're not plunging right into marriage. That's the thing. I want the fantasy.
He has a questionable job, like an antique arms dealer.
Wait, is this for dating or hooking up?
Whatever.
I'll swipe right, because I've had one of the best sex I've ever had was with a guy in MacArthur Park in this real, really weird apartment. And I asked him, he had a bunch of like cleaning supplies in the corner and that's it. And I was like, what do you do? And he was like, I wish I could tell. And then like, we had good sex. And
okay,
so
hold on one second. Pause. pause, please. So, first of all, I'm concerned.
This was a while ago. I'm much more tame now.
I need you to be careful.
Yes.
I need you to go in. If you're going to be marching into unknown apartments with a lot of cleaning supplies.
I came in here, and I've never been here before, and I had to come down that concrete hallway.
Okay.
It was a little sketchy.
Yeah.
I mean, you can see we've done a lot of episodes, so I mean, and you have friends on the show, so that's not.
But so did he. He had a podcast, too. I'm just kidding.
Okay. Well, were your friends on his podcast?
They were, and that was weird. And they also didn't know what he did.
I'm just saying, if you like, I see people now. I'm understanding. We're going this way and that way, and showing up at odd places with strangers.
Yes, but now I am talking a little bit about my past. I'm not currently doing that as much anymore.
But you may have a couple one-offs this year where you do that.
Sure.
Can you please take Mace with you or something like that?
Well, see, but here's what it is. Actually, I'm sitting here thinking, like, women could never be gay men.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think they have the same scares and fears of, like, being...
Yeah. I mean, gay men still get murdered. You hear about that guy who, like,
Absolutely.
Got chopped up in Griffith Park? And,
oh, God,
but
no.
I'm not saying it's anywhere near at the level that
No, but you're
are.
Right. I shouldn't have discounted that in the same way. But it's like, I could never imagine being in my 20s and showing up at a random apartment, which I think is where, Deanna, you are sitting, too.
Right. And I'm not saying I was, like, I was on dating apps, so it's not like I was... You know, I was me, but I was no, I wasn't showing up to someone's house.
I
meet them in public 100%.
Yeah. We just have different
First meets. I'm newly, like maybe only like 2 years into the like, let's meet in public and let's have dinner. Before that, it was all just kind of
showing
like
showing up,
dark alleys.
Sorry, meet me at this park.
No,
not quite as bad as that.
No,
I know,
I understand. It's just, it is dangerous. You don't, you know, really and truly, you know.
Yeah. I don't like it.
But that's part of, that is, honestly.
Part of the fun.
Part of the fun.
God bless.
Yeah.
It's part of the fun until you're in Griffith Park in several pieces. Then it's not as much fun.
But you know what? That guy lived a life. Okay?
God bless.
Oh, goodness. All right.
Okay, this last question is all you, Emily. It's making me laugh so hard.
You go on a date with a guy who wants to recreate the Kylie Tyga shower photo shoot.
Left, because I don't know what that is and I don't want to know.
Great, that's great,
fine.
Great.
Yeah.
Great.
All right.
Did we do it?
I feel like we did it.
Great. Jonathan.
I do want to say one thing.
Mm.
I, you know, you are young. You are a youth. You've been doing stand-up a long time, since you were 18.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? And you're 24?
Yeah, I'll be 25 soon, yeah.
Okay. So usually when I go onto the interwebs to research somebody and you go find a video, and especially if they're a comedian, you're like, oh, God, it's from a few years ago and they're so young. Like, you just automatically feel bad for them, just a little, that it's, like, out there.
Right, right, right.
Your set is so fucking good. I was like,
oh, my God,
oh good for him.
Thank you. What set was it?
it was from 2013. You started with...
Oh, it was Holy Fuck, I think.
I'm not sure. But you started with, like, a body pillow joke, which is hilarious, and you end with Tom Hanks in Philadelphia. It was great. Yeah. The whole thing.
Oh,
top to bottom.
Did you find that on YouTube?
Yeah.
Called Holy Fuck if we put Jonathan Rowell in, R-O-W-E-L-L.
He's probably like, don't go.
No, it's a fine set. It's fine. It's, I'm just regretting my sweater choice in it because it was a Cosby-ish sweater.
Yeah, which like, was ironic at the time.
Right.
Yeah.
It was actually one of my dad's old sweaters. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to wear that. This is, and now I'm just like, this is not flattering. No, it's, yeah,
and
Jonathan Rowell,
Holy
Fuck, YouTube.
Echo Look.
Ooh.
They would have said, no, burn your house down.
Yeah. I'm sorry. So you were saying where do we go to find it?
Oh, YouTube, Jonathan Rowell, Holy Fuck. And there's also much more recent stand-up from like this year on it. So
your page? That's where.
Yeah, you can just, if you just put in Jonathan Rowell in YouTube or comment, Jonathan Rowell comment, it'll come up, my videos. So.
And on Twitter, you're at John Rowell.
At John Rowell, J-O-N, no H.
No H.
Yeah.
Insta?
It's at the Jonathan Rowell Collection.
Oh.
And, yeah.
Pardon me.
Yes. Yeah, but you could also find it under Jonathan Rowell. So.
Great.
Yeah.
Oh, this has been so fun. Thank
Did you
so
fun?
Much.
I had so much fun. Oh, this was a breeze. Thank you both.
Oh.
Yeah.
And we will probably be calling this Sugar Baby with Jonathan Rowell.
That's a great title.
Okay, great. Just want to prep you for that.
Yeah.
So you'll just have to live into that.
Yeah. Okay, it won't shake my identity.
Cool.
Lean in.
Sugar Baby.
Hey, look, at 25, your years are numbered.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Yeah, you're not going to be a 32-year-old Sugar Baby.
No.
We got to get our sugar in while we can.
I'd have to go real old for that to work.
Yeah.
So.
Bye. On that depressing note, bye.
Bye.
OMFG.
Oh, that little sugar baby was so delightful to have in here.
He was great.
He's so sweet.
He's really sweet. He does not seem like the typical sugar baby that I saw on the interwebs.
And he doesn't actually seem like the typical young comedian that we have in here either. Like, he seems just very self-aware. Very disarming, very adorable, very, like, honest.
Yes.
I found it very refreshing.
I did, too. It doesn't seem like he's going to the website Sugar Babies Seeking Arrangements, which
nope.
I took a look at. And also, Let's Talk Sugar.
No, he's not.
He's not there.
But he is on Grindr.
Yes. And you guys can go there if you'd like, if you consider yourself a sugar baby or a sugar daddy or mama.
You might find Jonathan, and that would be great.
Right.
I want to give a shout out to Joanne Alvin, who writes about Emu's shaving tip. Deodorant shaving tip is fully accurate. I've been doing it since high school, and it's amazing. No razor bumps.
I haven't tried it yet, but I will.
I'm not fucking with that shit.
You guys, we love you. Thank you so much for listening. Reach out to us on Instagram and Twitter at OMFGpod.
Find us on Facebook at Earwolf OMFG.
March your little tushies over to iTunes and give us a nice 5-star and a review. We love it.
It tickles our tush. I'm Emily Foster at Frida Foster.
And I am Deanna Chang at Deanna Raphael. And we love you.
Thank you.
This has been an Earwolf production. Executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.